Despite generally peaceful intentions, some University of Illinois students became violent as they protested the Vietnam War. They believed that they needed to use any means necessary to stop the war, and they felt that the end would justify the means. Debbie Cox, a student at the time, remembers the passionate actions of some protesters in Champaign-Urbana, as well as the retaliations of policemen.
So they felt they could throw rocks at Follett's bookstore with impunity, or, you know, trash the businesses on Green Street during some protests. But I also saw how the polarization going on in our society would affect our protest lines. It wasn't long before they became quite uncivil. A protester would hurl an insult at a policeman, and the policeman, most policemen really didn't have a lot of training in how to deal with student dissenters, and so they would be quick-tempered too, and they'd start shouting things about how, you know, their son was in Vietnam, and they didn't want to hear any more crap, you know, students who didn't know anything. It was quick to escalate.
Victor Fine, another former University of Illinois student, also saw escalating tension between police and students during protests.
You know, I started out marching with totally peace on my heart, and as time went on and there were police and National Guard lining the streets, there were thousands of kids marching. The emotions were very high. There was screaming and yelling at the National Guard, even though they didn't do anything wrong. They were just there.
Renee Pollock, a University of Illinois student during the protests, remembers how she felt about the violence.
Well, sometimes it was scary. I was kind of an intellectual kid and a nonviolent kid. So sometimes when I would be in this group of people, like I looked around and I would wonder, are you people just people who have always wanted to throw a rock, so you're just doing it? Or do you have a real idea behind what you're doing?
For some protesters, throwing rocks was an expression of their true commitment to the cause. For others, it was a result of getting caught up and resulted in a betrayal of their values of peace and harmony.
Tin soldiers and Nixon's bombing, we're finally on our own. This summer I hear the